This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. Felicia Hatcher and Derek Pearson started their nonprofit, Code Fever Miami, 3 years ago. They're married to each other. They had worked for companies like Nintendo, Verizon, and the NBA. Together, they launched a gourmet popsicle company called Feverish Pops. And they wanted to use their backgrounds in math, science, and marketing to support people of color who work or want to work in tech. Last year, they started Black Tech Week. And their first Black Tech Weekend is happening now. They've both been honored by the White House. But Felicia Hatcher says when they would participate in startup and technology events around Miami,
Derek and I were the only ones that looked like us in the room. And we knew that we needed to do something about it because both of us have backgrounds in technology and we know how transformational it could be in our community. And we realized that we needed to play the role in connecting kind of essentially those two communities to get together so that our community, our students, parents, entrepreneurs could take full advantage of what was going on the other side.
This week, you're launching Black Tech Weekend. Tell me more about this specific program. It's the first time you're doing it, and why?
In the entrepreneurial journey for a Black entrepreneur, feedback we got back was like funding. Like, I don't understand it. I feel like I'm at a point where I can scale, but I have no idea how to be able to touch the money that I keep hearing exists in Miami, or the resources, the accelerators, the incubators, you name it. Created a weekend experience that have those collision points, have those conversations, and having the CEO of Y Combinator, Michael Siebel, as our opening keynote speaker. He runs probably, you know, arguably one of the largest accelerators on the globe, investing in, you know, all the major companies that we use every single day. He's here. He's Black. Most people don't even know that he's Black.
Do you ever get the, why does it have to be Black Tech Week?
I've gotten that more times than I will like even share. And it's not often that nice, Nadege. It's unfortunate that we've gotten some really disgusting comments. There are major issues within the Black community that have affected the Black community so that we do not index high in these major technology companies, that we do not have the same opportunities that others do. But at the on the flip side of that, we also do have innovators in every aspect of like this world doing some phenomenal things, and those stories aren't often told. All the people that have succeeded in that industry, right? Like the Roy Clay Seniors, who holds patents in HP and is a Silicon Valley veteran, and most of us may not be sitting here today in this space if it wasn't for him, or Ken Coleman, or all the women that you've seen on Hidden Figures. Like, all these people have paved the way so that we can be there. So when we look at the, you know, abysmal numbers in the tech space, it's because we do not see them every day.
What have you seen come out of the work that Code Fever has been doing in Miami? What makes you say, this is why we're doing this?
We've seen an increase in the number of students from our program that have gone on to win pitch competitions, that have changed their majors in college, that are now pursuing computer science and different technology fields. Like, that to me has been one of the most rewarding things. We've seen startup founders raise significant funding from connections that they've made. Our thing is getting our community access, because it's not for a lack of ideas in our community. Like, absolutely not. We all know that friend that will come to your house and cut your hair, or that friend that will braid your hair, or whatever. Tell me, what's the difference between that and Glam Squad, or any of these other platforms that have raised hundreds of millions of dollars? It's pretty much the exact same thing. What's different and what's missing from that is a platform, an online platform that connected those people, but they were able to get connected to the funding and they needed to turn those into global platforms that people are using and financially supporting.
That was Felicia Hatcher, co-founder of Code Fever Miami and Black Tech Week. This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green.